y'all to the Red Deer Road Podcast. Here with Connor Dunwoody. What's going on?
Glad to be here. Hey, glad to be here. Excited to do another one of these reviews. It's always fun to look into the dynamics of some of these videos, especially some of these old school looking videos that are like traditional country. So excited to join today.
Trying something different here. Don't know the legalities of this, but you know, we're gonna actually kind of react to the Two Steppers Waltzes and Shuffles music video, which might be kind of fun. Yeah, this is the only music video for this album. There was Where the Neon Lies, the original version had a music video that we reviewed, but the version for this episode, or for the album, did not. And kind of interesting that this song, it was not released as a single. So kind of strange they picked this one to be, you know, have a music video. That's kind of rare that a mainstream country artist, the one that he picks for a music video is the, it was not released as a single. But so this one was posted onto his YouTube channel in November, just over 3 minutes in length, 303. And let's see, I'm going to hit play here.
Let's do it.
Dancing around.
You know, you have to almost wonder when you're watching this, like, obviously this was, like you said, not released as a single or anything. I always wonder, like, is this one of those songs that they just, was it maybe one of their favorites off the album? Was it maybe something they really enjoyed? And they're like, because I know a lot of the times for these people who work in this industry, it's like, I have this idea for this song, like, as they're writing it. You know, if they wanted to do something like this, I always just wonder, like, what the thought process is when you do that, if there's more meaning to this song, to the artist, or if it was one of those things where the artist was like putting it together that they thought, you know, I have this vision in my head. But yeah, that's interesting to know. That's very interesting to know.
No, we already talked about the song before, so I'll have to look up who the songwriters are, but Ronnie Dunn is a co-writer on almost every single one of these songs. He is the producer on the album. He very much had his hands behind everything on this entire album. Looking up right now. Oh, yep. Written completely by Ronnie Dunn. So he performed it, wrote it, and produced it. So this to me, it reminds me a lot of, it's like a modern Boot Scootin' Boogie, you know, just, it's really just a dance and song. I mean, I think they kind of took that formula, and we actually, I don't think you were on here for this episode, but we reviewed the Boot Scootin' Boogie music video. It is horrendous. It is very bad. Go back if you want to watch it. It's such a great song, but the music video, they've got some, I'm pretty sure the camera is turned sideways. They did some like kind of split the screen in half, blue screen, green screen. This one, much better video. But yeah, we see Ronnie Dunn right here. I pause it here. A little bit rare. He is one of those singers. He doesn't usually have a cowboy hat. He put it on for this video. Usually the shades, that's his normal thing. Usually he has no hat, or usually on Instagram, he's got just a regular ball cap. I like the all black because it's kind of like a Johnny Cash, which he actually mentions later in the video.
That's interesting. I do think it's like, it is just that really reminiscent of like the same coloring of the video, the oranges, the like yellows and reds. It just reminds you of that like 90s country that everyone got so familiar with just that kind of, like, glow, I guess, that orange bar glow look.
The neon.
Exactly. And it's just, it's fun to see that still put in videos today.
So the drummer a little bit there. We got something come up here. Let me pause it. There we go. We got the Coors Light short neck bottles. Do you remember that? What's going on? What is, hey, if you're in the Nashville music industry, Coors Light short neck bottles, have they broken into this music industry? I got to know here, because we reviewed Where the Neon Lies music video with Tristan Mraz, and they had these in there, and now they're all over this video, and I don't understand what's going on.
I think that you, that as an investigative like podcast, need to do like a long form figure out what is up with these, because it is so funny how they are just prevalent in these videos. And it, I mean, I don't think I even see them in bars. I think I only see them in these music videos nowadays.
I'm familiar with them at the store, but you're right. I've never seen someone in a bar ever drinking one of these. I don't think that they sell them. They only sell them at the grocery store, liquor store, whatever. And I'll tell you what, this is where things get a little bit suspicious, a little bit hair raising. We're not done with Coors. I don't know if you've done some digging. We're not done with Coors in this video. I will tell you why.
Let's go
a little bit later.
It's a little. That's so funny. That's so funny.
Coming up right here. Oh, the signature Ronnie Dunn point. Pointed that out. He. I don't know if you got to really study Ronnie Dunn. This must be just a complete, just natural thing he does. But a lot of these videos, he just does a little point. Does a point right there. I'm not sure why. You know, it's not really, you know, at this point in the song, he's just saying the name of the song. Two Steppers, Waltzes, and Shuffles. Doesn't have a real reason. He's not talking about someone. He just points.
And I think it's probably just because apparently, like, obviously, if he wrote this on his own, basically, it's got to be one of his favorites. I would imagine it's got to be one of his favorite songs on this album.
I bet he likes the song. Oh, another point right there. I didn't even notice that one. I guess when that might have been the bartender walking in. I'm not sure who that was for. Coming up in just a second here, I got it at 127.
Okay.
Right there, we got the Five Trail. So I was not familiar with this whiskey.
They I am not either.
They probably paid him some money or something to have him on here. But This is where it gets interesting. So I looked it up, and it is actually the first whiskey released by the Coors Whiskey Company. This is
it all goes back to Coors.
And
that is,
you know,
super interesting.
What's going on here with Coors? I mean, and it's not even the Coors Light. It's the short neck bottles. It's the Five Trail.
I'm interested. I gotta know. Is he like a deep Coors investor? Like, I don't know what's going on. You'll have to do like a deeper dive into this. Like, why he, like, what's up with it? Because that's so interesting that it's literally the whiskey too. That's their only release. That's so funny.
Yeah, he was connected in a way. He wasn't on the Where the Neon Lies music video, but he was on the song. So we'll have to see if, is this just a Ronnie Dunn thing? Is it anything that he's got his hands on? Or,
well, I'll tell you what, if they give you a good gig, they say, hey, you can have all this if you just put in the music video. I mean, it makes it a lot easier to shoot a music video if you don't have to buy all the alcohol for it.
So there's eventually here, I don't know if it's coming up, there's a guy that hits someone over the head with a bottle. And I made a little, I don't think we pass it. The guy with the hat, he's got his hat flipped way up. Have you seen this? Look at the way that he's got his hat. Look how high that hat is. I've never seen someone wear the hat like that. It is almost falling off the back of his head. Comes over, hits this guy in the head, and it shatters everywhere. Now, I tell you what, I've never hit someone with a bottle, but I guarantee you it will not shatter into that many pieces. I mean, that's...
So I got a question. Was it a core short neck that he hit him with? Ooh. Because if you're doing that, like, that seems impossible to break one of those things. I think those
it's not a short neck. He had a long neck, or regular neck, I guess.
So there's this thing that I promise there's a thing behind this, but like, if anyone ever uses an Apple phone, they have to be the good guy in a movie. That's like one of Apple's rules for people using their product. Like, if you use an Apple device, you have to be a good guy. If you're not a good guy, you can't use an Apple phone. So people will say, hey, keep an eye out for people who are like, have an Apple product, who are on the bad team, because they might be a good guy in the movie. I wonder if Ronnie Dunn said, hey, only bottleneck and Coors for the people that are good in this video. Anyone who's, you know, a villain gets the normal bottles here.
Well, this guy, Yeah, he the guy that kind of was you know just mooching or the you know grabbing this woman, he seemed to not really have a beer, or he might have had one earlier, but he was the guy that had the cigarette. And then yeah, this guy, he's got the other bottle. Let's go back here. Actually, you know what?
I gotta see.
What is he? Has he got anything? Oh, he's got the short neck though.
Oh no. That's brutal to be hit with a short neck.
You know what? I think what it means, this guy, he's supposed to be like an outsider. He might be kind of the good guy, but he's not, you know, he's not part of the short neck society
Short neck society. I'm going to come back on a podcast. We're going to do a deep dive, half hour investigative piece on the Coors relationship with Ronnie Dunn.
It's underreported. Seemingly, I mean, I don't know anyone else that's talking about this. This is my
That's
other
kind of.
thing too. This guy, you know, in the album, there seems to be a background singer that's in most of all the songs, and it sounds like a woman. And they have this guy, and they point to him singing, and it just, I figured it was a woman. He's got a very high-pitched voice. So
Oh no.
I'm a little confused. I don't know if like, is this the actual dude that's in the whole album, or I don't know,
So
but
many questions that we got to figure out.
now then just a
Oh,
big,
it's just
big bar fight and, you know, and unfolds right there while
of
other
just
people are.
short neck bottles. It's like throwing snowballs at each other. They
I
don't
would
like
much
ice
rather
cubes.
not be hit with a short neck bottle. I mean, there's just so much compact right there versus the long neck. You know, there's less that's gonna make contact on the hit. It'll be like getting hit with a rock with that short neck bottle.
Yeah, I've seen like long neck bottles break, like when they're like hit against the ground. I've seen, like, if I've ever seen a short neck fall, it's definitely not broke. Like, it is a compact, condensed thing. So I don't know if there's any survivors at the end of this music video. And then in this music video, but
Wait,
that's
I'm not
gotta
sure how
be.
to. Okay, stop share. Okay, there we go.
I like the little ad for that company, whatever it was. But yeah, moral of the story is, if you're gonna get in a bar fight, do not use the short necks. Like, that's just, you're asking for way more injury than you mean to give.
It's definitely going to be something that I start to, you know, if you're interested in this, if you're listening to this out there, message us. Comment, you know, hashtag short neck
Coors conspiracy.
Coors short neck conspiracy.
Also, if you're out there, does Ronnie Dunn have a Facebook and Instagram?
Yeah.
Tell
I don't know
the
if he has like
audience.
a personal
Don't know.
Facebook, but he's got like his
His page and stuff.
yeah.
The audience needs to go comment right now. What's with the Coors short necks on all his posts? Anyone listening, go comment and see what he says, if he responds.
So my general takeaways, I like this music video a lot. I think it's one of the stronger ones. The Cowgirls Don't Cry music video, I watch a lot. That's a good one. Would have liked to seen a Broken Neon Hearts music video, but ultimately this is a good one. Like it a lot. Would have liked to seen a Neon Moon music video. That's one of their biggest ones. No music video for that.
That is a but that is wild with how big it is that you don't see anything like that from there. That's
I don't know why they
interesting.
didn't do that.
Yeah, that's a shame. A missed opportunity. But it's, I did think, I will say, going into this, I was just like, oh, this is kind of a, it's a kind of a look at, like, kind of the old typical, country video. Like, you got that in the bar, a little dusty almost, like the kind of lighting. But it's interesting now to, like, after you kind of talked about, how he was, primarily the writer for this, and this is like, even though it's not a single, this probably, if I would imagine, had to be some sort of, bit of a passion when he was putting it together. Just either had it visually when he was coming up with it, or just something he, just really liked about the song. So really interesting to know that.